Radel pled guilty to misdemeanor cocaine possession charges in Washington, D.C., and will serve a year on probation. But that's not good enough, says Florida Democratic Party spokesman Max Steele.
This is going to be a media circus surrounding the congressman, and it's just going to be a distraction. And the voters of Florida's 19th congressional district aren't going to be able to have a representative that effectively and honorably serves them.
Radel issued a letter of apology saying he, quote, struggles with the disease of alcoholism and this led to an extremely irresponsible choice. He did not say whether he would resign the seat he was elected to last year. In a statement, Republican Party of Florida Chairman Lenny Curry says he's disappointed in Radel's choices, but whether he should step down is a decision that's left to Radel and his family. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.